Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Now we are in the middle of a comparison. The Gemara is in the middle. Today's daf is Kuf Yud Zayin. We were just in the middle of a comparison between a case of where the Gemara was matir tiltal, moving the tefillin bag that had the money in it, and being matir mafshit, which is a malacha d'oraisa. So the last line we just learned is that you can't bring a raya from the fact that the Mishnah permitted moving your tefillin bag that had money in it to the case of being mafshit a karban, because moving a tefillin bag to save it from the fire, it has tefillin inside, but it also has money inside it. So that's only tiltal. That was the last line we learned yesterday. Me dummy, like three lines in the bottom. Hasam tiltal hacha malacha. So now the Gemara is going to try to present a number of other explanations for what the raya of Chachamim from the Mishnah. The Chachamim had brought a raya from the Mishnah. We're working here on a machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, and Chachamim as to if you have the 14th of Nisan falls out on Shabbos, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, are you allowed to skin the Karban Pesach only up to the area that's needed to remove the Chalavim Veivarim, or you allowed, once you're skinning it, you're allowed to skin the whole thing? So Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka held only up until the Chazeh, only up until the stomach can you skin it, but the rest you can't. But the Chachamim say no, im kvar oz kvar. Once you're skinning it, you're allowed to skin the whole thing. So the Gemara thought you had a raya from our Mishnah, which allows you to remove not only the actual tefillin, but the tefillin bag, even if it has muktzah in it. So you see, you're allowed to violate Isurim for the sake of the honor of Hashem. So the Gemara says you can't compare. That's only Dindarabana, here's Dindaraisa. So now the Gemara is going to bring other answers. Amar Ravashi, Bitarte Pligi. No, don't try to distinguish between the Mishnah's case and the Pesach case, because really, Chachamim, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka argue in both cases. Pligi Bitiltal, Pligi Bimalacha. They argue about moving the Karban Pesach, which would be Muktzah, after you removed the fats and the limbs. And if the skin would still be on it, pligi b'malacha, and they also argue about malacha d'oraisa, whether or not you're allowed to skin the animal midoraisa for the honor of Hashem. V'hachi ka'amrle. This is what Chachamim meant to say to Rabbi Yishmael. We have a proof to the din of tiltal. In matzilin tik ha-sefer im ha-sefer, if you are allowed to move, save from the fire, not just the actual Sefer Torah, but the covering of the Sefer Torah, not just the actual tefillin, but the tefillin bag, even if it has money in it, because of the kavod of the tefillin, the kavod of the Sefer, lo nitaltel or, so we're not allowed to carry, we're not talking about skinning the skin according to this answer, Ravashi. We're talking about carrying the or that's attached to the Korban Pesach, agav, the basar, because it's a kavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the flesh will not decompose. That's the way some Rishonim learned this case. There's a lot of dispute about what exactly the case is. But says the Gemara, no, you still can't compare. Me dummy, how could you compare these cases? Hasam over there in the Mishnah where we're talking about the tefillin bag, Nasa Basis Ladavar Amutter. Because the reason why the rabbis permitted you to carry that, yeah, it's true, there's money in the tefillin bag, but it's a bus, it's the davar mutter, because it also has tefillin in the tefillin bag, or there's a sefer Torah in the Torah mantle. So that's why they permitted it over there. But hacha, by being metaltel the Karban Pesach, nasa busis ledavar aser, the skin is a basis to the flesh, which now, after you've already finished with the mitzvah, you've finished the burning the limbs and fats. So even though you're going to tell me you want to make sure it doesn't smell, but it's a basis ladavar aser, because you're not allowed to eat that meat. That's what Rashi says. You're not allowed to eat the meat of the Korban Pesach by day. You got to wait till night. So on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat. So it's muktzah. And even though the skin would be protecting it, but that's a busis ledavar ha'aser. And therefore, you're not allowed to carry it at all. So you have no raya. Now the Gemara is going to try three or four more versions of the same thing. And the Gemara is really going to reject all of them. So Gemara says, Ela hachi karmel. You know, maybe this is what Chachamim meant to say to Rabbi Yishmael. You are allowed to save from a fire a tefillin bag with the tefillin in it, or a sefer Torah bag with the sefer Torah in it, even though there's also money in there. Lo netaltel or agav basar. So you got money in there, so shouldn't you be able to carry the skin agav the basar? Says the Gemara, no, me dummy, you can't compare. Hasam nasa basas davar asar ula davar amutter. That's a basis for something asar and mutter. The safe around the money, but hacha kulo nasa bas davar asar. So this is an interesting halacha that we learned. Very important halacha to mention. We've spoken about it earlier, like a couple months ago, about how a bus is ledavar ha'asar ve'hamutter is permissible to move on Shabbos. So this classic case comes up. Let's say you have a drawer in your house. You have a drawer that has both mukta items and non-mukta items in it. Are you allowed to open the drawer on Shabbos? So the halacha is you are, again, provided that it's not that the mukta items are clearly much more chashuv than the non-mukta items. So if it's just like a very chashuv of mukta items, but, you know, some insignificant non-mukta items, then you might have a problem. But if it's equal, that's a question, what's if it's equal? But certainly if the non-mukta items are more chashuv than the mukta items, so then a bus is the davar asav amutta, that's what our Gemara says, is actually permissible. So the Gemara rejects that also. But hacha kulo nasibas davar asav, there's no heter, it's the whole skin is a busis to the flesh. Says the Gemara, elach gamrele, im mivin tikshish psochomos me alma. No. This is the rai the Chacham had said. Let's say you carried a wallet that has money but doesn't have a tefillin or sefer in it. Lahatzil bo sefer Torah. It's mutter to violate the din derabanan of mukta in order to save a sefer Torah. You don't have to get rid of the money. Even though it's just a pure basis davar aser. Lo netaltel or agav basar. So that should be a right. You could also be metaltel the skin, which is mukta. I'm sorry, the lo netaltel or agav basar. We should be allowed to carry the, right, even though it's totally mukta. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. V'hi gufa minhalan. How do you know you're allowed to carry just a bag that only has money in it to be matzel, the Sefer Torah? Ilema demidehecha de'ispe lo shadulu. If you're going to tell me that in the case where there was money, you don't have to throw out the money, I su yinami ma'isinan, so too, if you're bringing a bag, you're allowed to keep the money in it. Me dummy, it's not the same thing. Hasam adahachi v'achi nafal d'leka. There, you're not allowed to stop and chuck the money out. But hacha, but over here, where the Sefer Torah was already in the bag that had the money in it, adahachi v'achi l'shtinan, while you're carrying the Sefer Torah out, you could throw the money, you won't lose any time. So therefore, the Gemara rejects that as well. So because the Gemara tries to reject all of these things, the Gemara now goes back to the first original suggestion that we did at the end of the day yesterday. Not all these stories with they argue on both. No. It's actually a raya from Tiltel Drabanan to Hefshet Doraisa. Elo Amar Mar Baravashi Lo'olam Kidamri Nimei Karo. We're going to go back to the original answer. What was the original answer? The Chachamim, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Brok are arguing only as far as skinning the animal. And the Chachamim bring a proof from the Mishnah that if the Mishnah says you are allowed to save the bag of a Sefer Torah, which has the Sefer Torah, even though it also has money in it, or like a tefillin bag that also has money in it. Once they permitted a tzorech hediot of Hatzalas Hamos, agav the tzorech kavoa, so too by skinning the animal, once it's a tzorech kavoa to skin it halfway, they permitted you to continue skinning it the rest of it. Ah, you asked me, that's a doraisa and that's a darabanan. When you're skinning the rest of the animals, a doraisa, but just carrying the money is only a tiltum muksa. How can you compare the two? Udukakashilach, this that you asked me, hacha tiltum v'hacha malacha, that when it comes to the skinning of the animal, that's a malacha doraisa, mafshit, it's one of the 39 malachas. So how can you bring a riot to that from the case of carrying money, which is just a darabanan? Answer the Gemara, kigon deloka bay leila or. No, we're talking about a case that when you skin the rest of the skin, you don't need the skin. And therefore, the Gemara is going to call it a davar she'eino miskaven on the malacha. Even though it sounds more like a malacha she'en tzricha legufa, we'll see in a minute. We'll see in a minute in the Mefarshim. But the Gemara clearly is assuming for some reason that it's davar she'en miskaven. We'll get this. Rabbi Kiva Eger's kashi. Rabbi Kiva Eger blibs tzarechin on this. He has, Mamish says that he has no answer to this kasha. Why does the Gemara assume it's davar she'en miskaven? If anything, it's a malacha she'en tzricha legufa. I'm going to spend a minute in a second explaining the difference between davar she'en miskaven and malacha she'en tzricha legufa according to the manual we've shown him, according to the Ritfeld. I'll talk about it in 1 second. But the Gemara says, Vahacha. Malacha, answer the Gemara, can go into lo kabaya leila or. We're talking about a case where you do not need the or that you are skinning, and therefore it's a davar she'en miskaven that's going to be mutter. Asks the Gemara, wait a minute, but what do you mean? What are you going to tell me? Oh, I'm just skinning the animal because I don't want it to smell, or whatever the reason I'm skinning it is, the rest of it, I don't want it to stink when it's on the fire. Oh, but you're also doing a malacha daraisa, but I don't want the skin. I'm not intending to do that malacha daraisa. Don't davar she'en miskaven, it's mutter. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean davar she'en miskaven? But you're for sure doing the malacha. Answer the Gemara, dishakele bebarze. No, we're talking about a case where you will remove the rest of the skin in small pieces, which is a strange way to remove it, so it would only be an Issa D'Rabbanan. So if you're allowed to move the tefillin bag with the money in it to buy an Issa D'Rabbanan, you're also allowed to remove the rest of the skin in a funny way, in a shinui, by removing it little piece by little piece. It's a shinui, a strange way to do it. So that would be permissible. That's the way the Gemara says. Now comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger and says, what are you talking about malachash? What are you talking about davar she'en miskaven here? Again, let's just try to analyze the difference for one moment. Very important distinction between malacha she'en tzricha legufa and davar she'en miskaven. Malacha she'en tzricha legufa means, oh, let's start with davar she'en miskaven. What's the classic example of davar she'en miskaven? You're dragging a bench, and the dragging of the bench may or may not make a hole. That's a davar she'en miskaven. It may or may not. Even if it's for sure going to make the hole. Even if it's for sure going to make the hole. At the end of the day, when you look at this act, there are two separate things going on. You're dragging a bench, and a hole is being made. Even if it's for sure going to happen, it's two separate things. That's called davar she'en miskaven. And if it's for sure going to happen, it's a davar she'en miskaven, the psik resha. So that's dragging a bench. But what are we talking about in our Gemara? You're skinning the animal. Good, you don't want the result of the malacha. But you're doing the malacha. You can't tell me I'm doing two things. I'm just skinning the animal, and then the skin is coming off it. No, that's what you're doing. You're skinning the animal. It's not a davar she'en miskaven. It's a malacha she'en tzricha legufa. It's true, you don't want the result, but what are you going to tell me? Oh, I'm just pulling the skin off the thing. I'm not actually skinning the animal. What are you talking about? That's the definition of skinning the animal. There aren't two different things happening here. This is not a malacha she'en tzricha legufa scenario. It's not a davar she'en miskaven scenario. If anything, you're doing the malacha, you just don't want the result. That's called malacha she'en tzricha legufa. So that's, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's chayav. So what are you bringing me right? It's only nisa derabbanan. The Gemara says only derabbanan, and it's going to be mutter. No, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's chayav. What are you talking about? This is Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, and this Gemara doesn't make any sense. So what do they answer? They have a long discussion over here. So what do they answer? So they answer, right, the Ritva asks, L'chom, madu tzricha ha-gemar, why does one have to answer? We're talking about a shinoi. The Gemara is talking to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, malach she'en tzricha legufa is pater. And here, since you don't need the skin, it's a malach she'en tzricha legufa, which is only asa d'rabbanan. And therefore, we wouldn't have to ask the kushyas ha-gemara. Kevich kol malach she'en tzricha legufa, you're doing it b'kavana gemura. You just don't need the guf hamalacha. So what's the Gemara talking about? This is the Ritva's kasha. The Ritva answers, shekan ratzel yashav aflad. No, the answer is, the Gemara wanted to explain this case even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said malacha she'en tzricha legufa is chayav. Because if you have two things, both a malacha she'en tzricha legufa and she'enu miskaven, even Rabbi Yehuda would hold pater. So the Gemara had asked, it's a psik resha, so it's kemiskaven, and according to Yehuda Chayev, even if it's ena tzricha legufa, and the answer is that since you're mafshid it bebarze, it's not considered to be a, it's since once you're mafshidit bebarzeh, so it's not considered to be a malacha hatzricha legufa. Since you did it b'shinoi, it's not, it's neither. In other words, the Ritva's answering, you're right. Really, it's both a malacha shein tzricha legufa, but when the Gemara comes to the answer that you're doing it al p'shinoi, so now it's not a malacha shein tzricha legufa at all, and it's also not a davar shein miskavin because you're not actually doing the malacha, you're doing it al yidei shinoi. That's one answer. Votir, it's another answer, is that the din of davar shein miskavin, that's when you're involved in a malachas heter, and an iser is also coming. But the din of malach shein tzricha legufa, that's if you're being osek in the malachas iser, you just don't want the result. But that's only when you have to do it that way. Then it's a malach shein tzricha legufa. Like when you dig a hole, what's the classic example of malach shein tzricha legufa? You dig a hole, but you don't want the dirt. I'm sorry. You dig a hole, but you don't want the hole. You just want the dirt. So again, the iser is digging a hole for the sake of a hole. That's plowing. In the field and in the house, it's building, it's bone. Depends where you dig a hole. If you dig a hole in the house, it's bone. If you dig a hole in the field, it's choresh. But so, chofer guma ve'enot tzarech ela la'afra, a person who digs a hole, but he doesn't want the hole. He just wants the dirt. That's the classic example of malach shein tzricha legufa. So there, you're actually digging the hole. But the point over there is that the only way for you to get the dirt is through digging the hole. That's a malach shein tzricha legufa. But over here, you could skin the animal in one of two ways. Either you could skin the animal in a malacha way, meaning just skin the whole thing off, that's the malacha, or you could skin it with a shinoi by doing it little by little. Since theoretically you could skin it with a shinoi, even if you don't skin it with a shinoi, it's not called a malacha atzricha legufa. So says the Ritva. Okay, go on. So chofer guma, there's no other way to take out the dirt without making a hole. That's a malacha atzricha legufa. But in a case of where you could remove the skin without violating malacha, that's not called a malach shein tzricha legufa, that's called a davar shein miskavein. Ein zeh nechshav of malach shein tzricha legufa, kaven, because you could do it in a way of heter, so you don't have to do it that way. So to her, by skinning, since the main malacha is removing the flesh from the skin, and it's possible to do it without the yisur of avshata, by doing it in small pieces with a shinoi, therefore, when you do skin it b'shleimus, if you do skin all in one shot, it's not considered to be a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Rather, it's like misasik beheter to take out the limbs and the fats, and it's a davar she'ena miskavein to do the iser. Wow! So this is a very, very fundamental principle of malacha she'ena tzricha legufa versus davar she'ena miskavein. And this is the Ritva. This is the more understandable way. Tosis has a more difficult way. But in general, you have to work on figuring out what the difference is between davar shein miskavein and malach shein tzricha legufa. And the Ritva here just gave us a fascinating hagdara of this, that anytime it's possible to do the malacha, the same thing, without violating the malacha, by definition, it's not going to be a malacha shein tzricha legufa. It's going to be a davar shein miskavein. So
I don't think he just means that it's a shinoi. I think he means when you just grab little pieces, that's not considered skinning altogether.
Okay.
You always do things with shinois. I mean, you could even pick up the dirt.
Let's see the lushin again. I don't have the lushin inside. Mavshit bebarzev ein kanav mavshit bebarzev ein kanav shota klal after you. Oh, there's one second. There's no other way to remove it. But in the case where it's possible to do it beheter, even though the language of the Gemara is right, okay, so you want to say the shakale bebarze is not a violation at all. Not a violation at all. Why not? Because that's not the definition of the malacha, you want to say. Good.
Yeah, you're just kind of just pulling pieces just to get to the meat. That's
good, 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 good.
The whole thing where you get the leather and everything.
Good. So since it's possible to do it in that way, and you wouldn't violate the malacha, so even if you do violate the malacha, that's the chiddush, even if you do skin it holy, even if you do the malacha, again, I would have still called that a malacha shein tzricha legufa, but he's being magdir, that since theoretically you could do it in a different way, that's not Mogdor as Mlach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Now it's called a Davar She'eino Miskaven. Fascinating. Okay. But otherwise, it's very difficult to read this Gemara. Why is the Gemara running into Melach Shein Tzrich L'Guf? Why is the Gemara running into Davar She'eino Miskaven land? It should be a Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, which according to Rabbi Yehuda is Chayev. So what's the Teretz? Okay. Says the Gemara, Ulehechan Matzil Nosan. You're allowed to carry Sfarim out of a fire. Right? I don't know if you saw that on the internet the other day. They had the story in Boca with the whole house that burnt down. And only the Sefer Torah was saved. What? Talk about a Daf Yomi coincidence. Oh my gosh, Mamish. Today's Daf. Okay. Ulehechan Matzil Nosan V'chulo. To where can you be? Unless it happened a long time ago. Somebody sent it out yesterday because it was today. It was that Daf. I don't know. Maybe it happened 7 years ago. I don't know. But so the Mishnah had said, you're only allowed to save the scrolls into a mavui she'eino mefulosh, but you're not allowed to save it to a mavui mefulosh. Ben Beseira said, even to a mavui mefulosh. Now the Gemara wants to know, what's a mavui mefulosh? Mefulosh literally means open on both sides, and eino mefulosh means it's closed on one side. So what's mefulosh and what's eino mefulosh? Says the Gemara, heichi dami mefulosh. What's a mavi mefulash and what's a mavi she'eino mefulash? Amar of Chista, shalosh mechitzos u'shnei l'chayayin, zehu mavi she'eino mefulash. Three walls, and on the one open wall you have a lechi on either side. That's a closed-in mavi. Shalosh mechitzos v'lechi echad, but if there's only one lechi on the open side, zeh mavi ha'mefulash. That's an open mavi. V'tarvayu aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. And both of these opinions are going contra Rabbi Elazar, who says that in order to close a mavoi, you need walls on three sides and two lechis on the open side. Rabbi Elazar, disnan, hechsher mavoi. Get excited for Erevin, Rabbi Osei, 5 weeks away. Get excited. We're 5 weeks away from Erevin. We're going to all say, oh, we're going to long for the days of Shabbos. Okay. Hechsher mavoi. How do you machsher a mavoi? Beishamai Omrim Lechi Vikora. On the one open wall, you need one lechi and a beam across the top. So that's a hecker, that it's a Rishus HaYochid. So people shouldn't come to carry in the Rishus HaRabim. Uveis Hillel Omrim O Lechi O Kora. One or the other. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Shnei Lechayayim. You need two lechis. So, the Chacham Ben Becerra hold like Rabbi Lezer, that you need two lechis, but by Kisvei Kodesh, Ben Becerra says one lechis. Now, Chacham say, no, you need two lechis. Amalei Rabba, what are you talking about? How can you say this, Pshat? Shalosh mechitzos velechi echad mefulosh karis lehi. If it has three walls and a lechi on the fourth side, you're calling that it's open, that it's open to the Rishus HaRabim? That's not called a lechi mefu. That's not called a mavi. Even kuntar belezer, it's not called a mavi amefulash. Va'od l'rabbanon natzil l'socha ochel amashkin. If you tell me it has two lechis, so why you only let it carry a sefer Torah? You can carry anything into there. It's mamish rishus ayachin gamor kuntar belezer. It's totally mutter to carry from the shul or whatever from your house that's burning down to carry a sefer Torah into a mavi that's totally kosher. If it's got two lechis. So you can carry anything in there. It's not a special dispensation for a Sefer Torah. El Amarava, Shtei Mechitzos, Ushnei L'Chayayin. You have the Mavoy has two walls and one Lechi on each side, open side. That's a Mavoy She'eino Mefulosh. Shtei Mechitzos V'Lechi Echad, but on the fourth side it has nothing. Okay, so one side it has a Lechi and the other side has nothing. So that already, Zeu mavay amafulash. V'tarvay oli with Rabbi Yehuda. They're both going to Rabbi Yehuda's shita, the Sanya. Yes, okay, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Mishi, yeshlo shnei batim, shnei tzid, rishos haram. Guy owns two houses on two sides of Peninsula Boulevard. Ose lechi mikan, v'lechi mikan. You could do a lechi on either side. O kora mikan, v'kora mikan. Or a kora on either side. V'nosei, in be'emtzai. You're allowed to carry in the middle of the rishos haram that has covered by the beams. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, whenever you have two walls, that's already a Rishus HaYochid Midoraisa. So you have two walls. And the Lechi Okora means to teach me you shouldn't carry from there outside. Amrulo, Ein Ma'arvin Rishus HaRabim B'kach. So this was Rabbi Yehuda said this. The Chacham said to him, no, you can't do that. If you only have two walls, it's a Rishus HaRabim Doraisa. You need three walls for to be called a Mavoi. So Lechi and Korah do not work in Rishus HaRabim at all. So what's the Machlokas in our Mishnah? Chacham and Maseir hold a Rabbi Yehuda that two walls is enough to get rid of its status as Rishus HaRabim. And two lechis. When it comes to Kisvei Kodesh, Ben Beseira holds. Rabbi Yehuda admits it's enough to have one lechi. Chachamim say you need two lechis. Same kasha. Amale Abai, Lididach Nami. According to your shita also, L'Rabbana Natzi L'Socha Ochlan Amashka. What do you mean? It's a total kasher lech, total kasher mavoi. According to Yehuda, you should be able to carry anything in there. Ela Amar Ravashi. Therefore the Gemara backs out. Ela Ravashi. Shalosh mechitzos v'lechi echad zemovei she'enu mefulosh. Shalosh mechitzos below lechi zemovei mefulosh. Three walls with a lechi, that's enu mefulosh. Three walls with no lechi, wide open on side number four, that is a mavei mefulosh. And they both hold like Rabbi Eliezer, who says usually you need two lechis. V'afil Rabbi Eliezer d'amar b'inon l'chayayim. Even Rabbi Eliezer, who says usually you need two lechis, he'll be lenient. Hani mili lo ochlun umashkin, avol sefer Torah, bechad lechi sagi. But Rabbi Eliezer, would he be lenient? According to one opinion, with one lechi, according to one opinion, with no lechis, he would be lenient. According to Ben Becerra, even with no lechis, he would be okay. Okay, let's continue. Matzilin mazon shalosh seudos. How much food are you allowed to save from a burning building on Shabbos? This is because of Tircha Yisera. Again, it's not carrying. It's Tircha Yisera. How much, and also because we're afraid, because since you want to try to save your food, we're afraid you're going to come to extinguish the fire. So that's why we only allow you a certain amount. Mazon, Gemara is going to explain. Matzilin, Mazon, Shalosh, Seudos. By the way, the Ritva writes, even if you already have three Seudos, it's not that just because you need food to eat. Even if you already have three Seudos. Because the Mishnah says later on, you can even tell other people to save three sudos, even though they already have. The Beis Yosef quotes others who disagree. Now, Matzil Mazon Shalosh Sudos. Haray la'adam la'adam. Haray la'behema. You're allowed to save animal food for your animal la'behema. According to what the animal would need for that day. It's not Gimel Sudos. Whatever normal eats in a day. The Bir Halacha writes in the name of the Tosefes Shabbos, Tiferes Yisrael also writes this way, that no, Mazon LeBehema is three sudos, because it's usher for you to eat until you feed your behema. So you need to be able to feed your animal three times, because in order for you to eat, you got to feed your animal. That's what some of the other Rishonim say. Tiferes Yisrael says like that. Ketzad, Nafla Deleika B'Leila Shabbos, if your house starts to burn before the Friday night meal, Matzil mazon shalosh sudos. B'shachris, matzil mazon shtei sudos. You only have two meals left. B'mincha, mazon suda achas. Rabbi Yossi omer la'ola matzil mazon shalosh sudos. No, even after you ate, any time on Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi says you're always allowed to save mazon of gimel sudos. Once you bring matzil, it's not an iser, because this food is mutter betiltel. It's mutter, so therefore you're allowed to have three sudos. Says the Gemara, Michti, Behetera Katarach. Like, what's the issue? You're carrying food, which is permissible, and it's in a Rishus Hayachid. So, what's the problem? Natsil Tvei, why can't you save more than this? And so, my Rabbi, Mitokshadim Bola, Amamono, Yisharas Tayasil Chabuye. If we let you take as much as you want to save from the burning fire, we're afraid you're going to come to extinguish the fire to save your money. Amalei Abaye. Elohad desanya nishper lo chavis barosh gago. Maybe kliyum and yech tachtel. Let's say a barrel of wine breaks on your roof. You're allowed to bring a kli, one kli, and place it under the wine to save it. Olvachelo yavi kli acher v'yiklot. You're not allowed to bring more kalim to take the runoff of the wine, the extra wine. kli acher v'yitzaref, or bring another kli, that it should roll from the roof into the kli, meaning you're not allowed to bring more than one kli to be matzah liayin. Hasam my gzeiriko. What? There's no fire over there. Why can't you bring more over there? It's all mutter. Why can't you bring a lot of kalim? Answers Rava, Hasam Nami, there also, they asked you to be Torech, to bring a lot of kalim. Gzeira, Shema, Yavi, Kli, Derech, Rishus, Arabim. We're afraid you're trying to save your wine, you'll end up carrying. You'll end up carrying Rishus, Arabim. Says Gemara, Gufa. Nishpra, Lo, Chavis, Barosh, Gago, maybe Kli, Maniach, Tachtea. So one Kli you're allowed to bring. Eventually, Yavi, Kli, Acher, Vyiklo, Kli, Acher, Yitzarf. Nizdamin, Lo, Orchin, but if you have a lot of guests there, so you need more wine. Maybe kli acher v'kolid kli acher mitzarif v'lo yikle v'achach yazim. But you're not allowed to first bring more cups and then invite the guests because you didn't need it yet. El yazmin v'achach yiklo. First invite the guests. Ve'ein ma'rimin b'kach. And you're not allowed to trick and say, oh, I'm just inviting you over because I want to theoretically serve you the wine and then not serve them the wine. Mishum b'yosim v'hudomer, no, ma'rimin. You're even allowed to pull shtick with this and invite guests that you don't really need wine in order to be matzil them and to be matzil the extra wine. So sounds here, there's a machlokas in general. Are you allowed to pull shtick? Are you allowed to be marim? Are you allowed to say, oh, I'm inviting guests because I want the wine, even though you're not really intending that? Like, how should that be okay? So one opinion seems to say, no, you're allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, this sounds like another machlokas that we have elsewhere. Lema beplugta the Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua Kavivli. Let us say that this is the same machlokas as Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Where's that machlokas? Tesanya. We learned in a brisa. Oso ve'espino, shenaflu labar. So it's yontif, so you're allowed to shecht animals on yontif, but you have an animal and its mom. Both fell into a pit. Now, you don't want to leave both of them in the pit because, I don't know. Gemara is going to say it's Tzar Bali Chaim. We'll see in a minute. But, you know, so now you want to figure out a way. Now, one animal, you don't need more than one animal to shecht to eat your yontif meal. You only need one animal to shecht. So how can you pull shtick to get them both out? So the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Lezer Omer Males Orishon Al Menas L'Shochto. You're allowed to pull the first one. You're allowed to do a Tircha Yisera and pull the first cow out of the pit in order to shecht it. Vasheni Oslo Parnasa Bimakomo Bishvil Shalo Yamas. The second one, you're allowed to feed it. You could chuck food down into it, but you're not allowed to go through Tircha Yisera on Shabbos to remove the second one because you don't need it. So if you don't need it, because you can't shecht it. Why can't you shecht the second one? Oso vespino lo sishchatu biyom echad. So you're not allowed to shecht the second one. Even somebody else is not allowed to shecht it, right? We learned in Chulin, for those who have been doing the daf since Chulin. I started in Menachas. But anyway, that's right before Chulin. So I learned Chulin. Oso vespino. Not only is it also for me to shecht the mommy and the baby on the same day, I can't shecht the mommy and you can't shecht the baby on the same day. So nobody can shecht it. So once I shecht the first one, the second one is muktzah for the whole world. Nobody in the world can tell me, oh, I'm bringing this animal out. Why? To shecht it. No, you're not allowed to shecht it, even though it's yantif, but you're not allowed to shecht that one. So the second one, Rabbi Lezer says, you got to leave it in the pit. Sorry, Charlie. Nothing you could do. It's a tiltal shalol litzorech. Rabbi Yeshua, or no. You could pull shtick. Malin es harishna menasa shochto ve'ena shochto. Umarim. You could pull shtick and say like this. Oh, you pulled out the first one, you're ready to shecht it. You know what? Maybe the one that's still in the bar is nicer. Maybe it's fatter. Maybe the meat will be better. Let me pull that one out and do that one. Umala esasheni. Ratza zeshochet, ratza zeshochet. So it sounds like it's the same machlokas. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shur. Rabbi Lezer says you're not allowed to be marim. And Rabbi Shur says you are allowed to be marim. So it's the same thing over here by whether or not you're allowed to say, oh, I'm just inviting extra orchim so I could save more wine from the broken barrel. Says the Gemara, no. The Gemara doesn't like the comparison. Maybe the old Rabbi Lezer over there, that you're not allowed to do is daf shem parnaso. What's the big deal? Just feed it while it's in the bar. You have another eitzah. But here, you're going to lose out on your wine, so the rabbis allowed you to do it over here. But there, you're not going to lose out on your animal. Just feed it while it's in the bar. And the other way around also, Rabbi Shua only said over there that you are allowed to be marim mishum de'ikatsar bale chayim, because to leave the animal in there would be a problem. You'd be causing the animal pain, which is an isser. That's a shayla. Sar bale chayim and isser doraisa and isser derabanan. That's a discussion. Aval hacha de'ikatsar bale chayim lo. Fine. Tana rabanan. Hitzil pas nikia. Let's say your house is burning, and so you want to save the nice clean bread. Ein matzel pas hadra. So, like if you have like a pumpernickel or a bread that has the bad stuff in it also, whole wheat. Because at least in times of the Gemara they didn't prefer whole wheat bread. Now, what do you mean? I dafka want the whole wheat. We're all health. We're all into the health. So, pas hadra, but if you saved the not good bread, you could say, no, I want the better bread also. Matzil pas nikia. Because you could say, I was in such a rush, I took the wrong bread, but I really wanted the pas nikia. Even lechadchila, you are allowed to save the bad bread and then the good bread, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Umatzilin miyom haKippurim leShabbos. If Yom Kippur falls out on a Friday, you are allowed to save in a burning house on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. Avalo miShabbos liYom haKippurim. Yeah, Yom Kippur you're not allowed to eat. Ve'ein sarach lomar miShabbos liYontif. Kal v'chomer you are not allowed to save from Shabbos liYontif because you could just cook the food on Yontif. Ve'lo miShabbos leShabbos haba. And you're not allowed to save from one Shabbos to next Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan. Shachach pas bitanor v'kidei shalav ayom. Let's say you forgot the bed breaking in the oven. And it became Shabbos. And you have nothing to eat. Matzil mazon shalav shalav. You're allowed to remove from the baking oven 3 meals worth. V'omer l'achir bo v'asir l'achem. And you're allowed to tell other people they should take 3 meals worth. U'kshiroda lo yidem emarda. But when you're taking the bread off, don't use the specialized kli. Ella Basakin, do it a different way. Says the Gemara, Ini, is this really so? Vatanzvei Rabbi Shmuel, Osasa kol malacha. Yotza tkiya shofar rudiya sapas, shi chachma veina malacha. There's no iser. It's a chachma veina malacha. Answers the Gemara, even though there is no iser to remove the bread with the real kli used for that, kama def shel shnu mishaninan. We want it, since it's the same way you would do something in a weekday, it's like uvda dechol. So we want you to try to change it and not do it in exactly the same way you do it during the week. Tysus actually holds there is an issa derabbanan. How do you read this Gemara? The Gemara sounds like it's chachma veinu malacha, it's heter gamar. So Tosis, some Rishonim say it's heter gamar. Tosis, no, it's really an issa derabbanan. And that's the answer. Since it's an issa derabbanan, you should try to make a shinui. But the Ran holds there's not even an issa derabbanan. So what's the Gemara's answer here? Even though there's only an Isser Rabbanan, you have to change the way you do it during the week. But if you can't change the way you do it, it's mutter. Amar of Chista. La'olam yashkim adam lotzah Shabbos. A person should wake up very early on Friday morning to prepare for Shabbos. Shene'amar, v'haya bayom ha'shishi v'echinu as asher yaviu. Friday morning, wake up early to prepare for Shabbos. Le'alter. Wake up early in the morning. That's when they got the mun. Early in the morning. Amar Rabbi Abba, b'Shabbos, chayv adam livtzoa al shtei kikaros. Shabbos, you have to have lechem mishneh. Dichsiv, lechem mishneh. On Friday, in honor of Shabbos, they had a double portion. Amar Ravashi, chazinu le Rav Kahana, dinoka tarti batzachada. Rav Kahana would hold on to two, but he would only cut one of them. Omar liktu ksiv. It says, gather the lechem mishneh. So you got to gather, hold on to both, There's a minhag. When you make hamotzi Friday night, your 10 fingers should be holding on to both loaves. Both loaves. All your fingers should be holding on. And then when you cut, you can only cut from one. That's what Rav Kahana used to do. Because it says, Liktu lecha mishnah. Gather all of them. But when he cut it, only cut one. Rabbi Zeira have a batz akula sherusa. Rabbi Zeira used to cut. He used to eat from a very large loaf. He would cut big pieces for the whole meal. In honor of Shabbos, he would cut big slices to show honor to the Shabbos. Amalavin l'Ravashi. He looks like a chazer. He's cutting such big slices, that big delicious challah. Doesn't he look like a chazer? Since on the weekday he wouldn't do that, he would just do it for the honor of Shabbos, cut big pieces. It's not a problem. Rabbi Ami v'Rabaski Miklulu Riftel De'Ruva, when they would get bread from the Erev Chatzeros, you know that an Erev is not just a string around the city. There's also a box of matzahs in Rabbi Billet's house. There's a box of matzahs for the whole community. Shari Lave, so he used to make hamotzi on the matzah from the Eruv. Amri, once one mitzvah was done with it, let me do another mitzvah with it as well. So you want to use the chefts of the mitzvah for another mitzvah. Okay, gentlemen, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. And we'll see you tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel, same bat station.
Have a great day, Rabbi. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Greg.